Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
According to estate agents across the country, the number of landlords leaving the market is accelerating ahead of new tenancy rules. However, housing agencies are urging landlords not to have a rash reaction to these amid a dearth of supply and record homelessness levels. Well, to discuss all of this, Mary Conway is chair of the Irish Property Owners Association. She joins me now, as does property consultant Pat Davitt. You're both very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. So I'm going to start with you, Mary, because I just want to get a sense of what rules are being brought in next year. It's March 1st is the deadline. What do they mean?
Hi, Ciara. So in effect, it means that there are going to be three different types of tenancies. The tenancies that are in place now, which are tenancies are for the most part of indefinite duration, and they were brought in June 2022. So nothing changes with those tenancies, and that's very important to stress, that the tenancies that are in existence now, until the tenant leaves, nothing changes. So the landlord will still be able to sell on the basis of terminate on the basis to sell or move a family member or whatever. But then what changes in March is that there's going to be two tiers of tenancies. There's going to be what's called a small landlord with three or less properties, and then a large landlord, which is four or more properties, and the rules vary for those.
Sorry, Mary, I'm just going to, because we're having some difficulty with your line there, so let me just go to Pat for a moment and we'll see if we can re-establish that line with you a little better. Pat, you might just pick up there. So she was talking about three different types of tenancies. There's the existing ones, and then there's the new rules coming in for new tenancies after March the 1st. What do they say?
Well, I think it's important to look, Ciara, and good afternoon to you and good afternoon to Mary as well. I think it's important to look at what's happening at the moment and what's going to happen to properties that are let at the moment by landlords after the 1st of March. And basically the answer to that is nothing unless you do something to change that tenancy. So for instance, if a landlord wants to get somebody from their property, or they want to get the property back for themselves, or they want to sell their property or whatever, they give what's known as an NOT, a notice of termination, and that actually will tell the tenant that they want them to leave that property. That's not going to change. They can do this very same thing with properties that are rented today in March 2026, 27, 28, 29. Until you change that tenancy, you're on the very same rules as you are today. So it's very difficult to see why all the hype is about so many landlords wanting to leave the market, because there's nothing happening to their properties. Now, I'm aware that landlords are leaving the market and have been aware of that for years, and the numbers of them that are leaving. But like for what seems to be happening right now, those landlords are not going to be affected unless they change their property rental after the 1st of March 2026, which we can look at.
Headlines across the papers yesterday, the front of some of the papers, saying there's this sort of stampede now, this race to get out of the market before March the 1st. That didn't make sense to me either, to be honest with you, Pat, given the fact, as you say, that the regulations that are there now aren't going to affect any of those landlords, or the regulations already planned for March aren't going to impact those landlords. So is there a bit of fear mongering going on there?
No, well, I don't know if it's that or if it's lack of information. I think, in fairness, the government have made a bad job of relaying this to every landlord, or to all landlords, as to what exactly the rules are. So some landlords are possibly feeling that after the 1st of March 2026, regardless of the fact of whether they do anything to their lease or not after the 1st of March, that it's going to change. And that's not going to be the case. So that there's no reason, those landlords are no worse off after the 1st of March 2026 than they are today. So why are they all rushing to get out of the market? I don't know, in bigger numbers that were. But like at the end of the day, even if they are and the properties are sold, the properties aren't leaving the country. So there's people that's going to be wanting properties, like first time buyers are going to buy those properties anyway. So that, like, those landlords, there's no reason for them to be rushing like that. And I think the government are trying to make it possible for people to look at, landlords especially, to look at, this is a long-term investment. Like, if you invest in a property and you're going to be a landlord, it should be, and you should be thinking of a long-term investment for this. So hence, there will be changes after 2006 and after the 1st of March 2006 for new tenancies that are done after the 1st of March 2006 or 2026, sorry.
All right, Mary, I'm just going to bring you back in there. Why is it then that the papers were reporting and lots of estate agents were reporting that landlords were rushing to leave the market and that they are fearful of losing control of their properties, of their investments before March the 1st?
Well, we know from calls coming into our office that landlords are very unsure as to what's going on. There's just so much confusion and... in a few cases, we've had landlords who rang in who said that their mortgages are going to come off interest only, and would they be in a position to sell the properties in a few years' time if their tenant leaves now and they get a new tenancy in after March. And the other thing is, we would have landlords with pre-63 buildings, so these are houses in multiple units, and if a tenant leaves, is the whole building going to be disrupted if a new tenant comes in March? Is everybody under the same remit then? So there's so much confusion. I've had a look at the new proposed document, and there's a lot of kind of grey areas in it. And I think landlords have just had enough. If you've had a tenant for a very long time and a very low rent, there's no chance that you can reset that rent to market rent unless the tenant leaves. But the tenant isn't going to leave because there's nowhere else for them to go. And if they do, they're going to be going at a higher rent.
Okay, so, just to bring you back in, Pat, because that line still isn't great, Mary. Do you hear what Mary is saying there, that there's sort of a general frustration within the sector, that they feel it's becoming more and more difficult to hold on to your investment, to make decisions about what you want to do with that investment, and it's just becoming less attractive for people to stay as landlords, particularly smaller landlords in this country?
Kira, I'm sorry, I didn't really hear what Mary said at all, but however, from what you're saying, yes, of course it is quite difficult. A lot of landlords have properties and rent it at half the actual market rent of properties. And when these new regulations came out, I spoke to the government about this, and I said that all tenancies should have the opportunity of amending after 10 years old. So that would mean that if your property is rented for 10 years, whatever rent you rented at, that you can actually update that rent to market rent. And I think that the government are going to have to look seriously at something like that, because there are going to be landlords in the market that are still at half of the rent of their property, what they should be getting. And under the new legislation, now, if we move on to the new legislation, what's going to happen after the 1st of March, every property that's rented after the 1st of March, if you rent one property for starters, you will be regarded as a small landlord. Now, it's only when you cross three that you'll be represented or you'll be recognised as a large landlord. But for the person who rents up to three properties as a small landlord, they will be able to bring their rent up to market rent. Once a tenant leaves their property and they want to re-rent that property after 1st of March 2006, if they give a notice of termination, they can't bring up their rent to market rent. But if some tenant leaves the property and they re-rent their property after the 1st of March, they can bring their rent up to market rent, and they can charge 2% per year on average to bring for inflation, providing that it's no higher than what the CPI inflation is. So that those tenants or those landlords will get the opportunity of bringing their rents up to market rent. And if you rent more than three properties, if you rent four properties or more, you'll become a large landlord, where again, you'll get to bring up your rent, but you won't be able to, at that particular stage, be able to give an NOT to that tenant to leave. So you'll have to sell that property to some other investor.
Yeah, there's a text coming in here from Maria. Landlords are getting out because after March, if you want to sell your property, the tenants have to be left in situ, or you have to rent it for 6 years. People are rapidly losing control of properties that they paid for and own, she says, in capitals. Now, what you're saying is that's not strictly the case, but for new tenancies after March the 1st, that is the case. There's another texter coming in. Surely with house prices so high, now is the time to sell. This seems like a more practical reason. The new rules are being used as a very good excuse for landlords to exit. Recession fear is rife. What do you say to that?
Well, those decisions are up to a landlord themselves. If a tenant leaves your property at any time, you have a decision. You can sell the property or you can re-rent again. Like, those decisions are there. So if you rent property after March, you have a decision. Obviously, at that particular stage, you've got an empty property, so you can sell the property if you so want. And yes, of course, property prices are high at the moment, so it is a good time for a landlord to sell the property if they so want and if they want to get out of the rental market. But for many landlords, they're in the rental market for a long, long time, and they look at it as a long-term investment, so that their chances are they probably will re-rent their property again and they get to re-rent at market rent. So it's not true to say that after the 1st of March that you cannot give an NOT, notice of termination, and sell your property. You are still working under the same rules as we are today, so you can actually, it could be in 5 years' time, if you're still working, if you still didn't do anything after the 1st of March 2026, you can still give an NOT and you can still ask a tenant to leave your property. So it's not necessarily true to say that. But it takes a lot to look at the legislation and to see where it is at the moment. And I think the government could do more there to do that. But landlords should be entitled to other things when the new laws come in. I think we should have a code of conduct for tenants. I think it's very, very important to have a code of conduct for tenants because at one end, there's lots of legislation, everything for landlords, but there's very little for tenants. So, like, you can rent a tenant your property for 6 years, but if they want to leave, they can leave in a month's notice, where you're have actually left with the property that you have to rent it to them for 6 years if you're a small landlord, and longer if you're a large landlord.
All right, we're going to leave that conversation there for now, and apologies for the line there to our Hard Shoulder listeners. Mary Conway there, Chair of the Irish Property Owners Association, and property consultant Pat David. More texts coming in from Paul in Dublin. Properties don't just disappear. If someone buys that property, then that someone is no longer looking for a place to rent, so it will balance itself out. Another texter saying, landlords are leaving the market because it's impossible to get tenants out of your house when they don't pay the rent. The RTB are slow doing anything.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.